Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
As Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, the J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions, I should say. Also, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2016, right, Barb?
That's right, and I'm working on 17 as we speak. She's getting ready.
She's unrelenting, folks. She's a hard worker, and it's all for you. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Barbara, talk to us some more about the tax credits. We were talking in the previous segment about working summer interns and how to pay them and when you cannot pay them and how to find out whether you can go without paying them, when you have to pay them. You got an article on your website that identifies the six things the IRS talks about regarding that. But what about tax credits and interns?
Well, you can get a tax credit for hiring a summer youth, and that's somebody who's 16 or 17 and lives in an empowerment zone, which are special economically challenging areas that have been designated by the federal government as such. Hmm. And it applies for employing them between May 1st and September 1st. And you have to submit a form to your state workforce agency to certify that the worker qualifies. And I want to expand on this because there are various categories for workers for whom you can claim a tax credit, one of which is certain veterans, especially disabled veterans, and there are different types of veterans, long-term unemployed and such. So if you're looking to hire, this is something to keep in the back of your mind, that it might not cost you quite as much as you expect because you can get a credit for the first year.
The only thing I was noticing in some of the notes here, an intern has to work 400 hours before you can claim the credit. For a summer intern, that's a lot of hours.
There are different.
That's 10 weeks at 40 hours a week, and most interns, it seems like they've made these numbers a little egregious to me.
A little challenging, yeah.
So I think that's unfortunate for this thing. But folks, it is what it is, so check it out. What else? What's the bottom line on all this?
The bottom line is that kids are getting out of college already. I mean, school's over for many college students, and high schoolers are getting out soon. And if you need to find workers, I don't want to say it's too late because there's a big pool of workers available, but get started ASAP.
What about this, Barbara? What about all right? So when you hire someone brand new, I've always told them that they begin on a 90-day probationary period, and I've said, okay, for the first 90 days, if I'm not happy, I'll end it, and no questions asked, no harm, no foul. If you want to end it, if you're not happy, you can just say, hey, it's not working out, I'm out of here, for 90 days, and we'll reevaluate in 90 days. But another option would be, what if even if they just graduated, I mean, they're ready to go to work, they're ready to be fully employed, and you say, yeah, I know that, but tell you what, why don't you come to work for me as an intern? I'll pay you, maybe you pay them a little bit better than minimum wage, I'll pay you a little bit better, but you're going to be working as an intern for the next period of time. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, and many businesses do that, and many students get out of college, and then they take an internship, because, as you point out, it's a way not only for the company to test whether they like the worker, but it's also for the worker to test whether they like the company.
And that way, there's no
stigma that you left the company after 3 months.
Yeah, we're just sort of dating here, right? Before we
get married.
Yeah,
no marriage.
Yeah, exactly. So think about that, folks. Barbie, anything else we know about on interns you can think of?
Well, again, all once you have an intern as an employee, all of the federal rules apply with respect to Americans with Disabilities Act and discrimination rules and, mm-hmm. and such. So you got to be careful,
so
just like you would with any employee.
If you have 49 employees and you bring on an intern, does that make them your 50th employee?
Yeah, you have to count that worker.
Unless they're part-time, unless they qualify.
If they're part-time, but then they're part of the FTE computation,
right.
The full-time equivalent employee.
If you're paying, what if you're not paying them? Do they, if they qualify for not paying them, does that come under the 50 employee computation?
You know, that's a great question. I don't have the answer.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, boy, you always ask these stuffers here.
Well, but I'm afraid I have that kind of mind. But it would seem to me that if they qualify for not having to be paid, they are literally a temporary shadowing type of a person that they would not be part of that.
And also, there are exceptions for not counting seasonal employees. So.
Okay. All right.
So that might be the out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't quote me because, as I said, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, what else is coming up for you? What besides the on your website, besides the article on the 6 points the IRS makes, 6 conditions the Department of Labor uses to on how you can if you cannot pay interns. That's on Barbara's website, BarbaraWeltman.com. April 14th, right? That part of your website.
April 14th. You can find it.
Any other articles on your website of interest?
Yeah. Today's article that just came up is how big a truck do you need? For it, I think
is that
for
the deductions for the depreciation or expensing? Is that
And there are different rules and
Section 179.
Biggest is my thing because there are different rules.
So check that out, folks, at BarbaraWeltman.com. Quick break, right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.